Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 149 for Thursday, November 19th. I'm Phil Front-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning, as bearish technical signals and a firmer Canadian dollar outweighed any spillover support from the Chicago soy complex. Canola is down 50 cents to $1.60, the January contract down 160 at $465.60 per ton. That January canola had touched an overnight low of $463. That would have been its weakest point since early September, as speculators continued to add to their growing short positions. However, the selling did back away somewhat as exporters and domestic crushers both continued to show solid demand on the other side. A lack of significant farmer selling also provided support. With the onset of winter across much of Western Canada said to be limiting deliveries for the time being. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger, and that did help keep the overall bias to the downside. Generally, bearish technical signals also kept canola under pressure. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with a softer U.S. dollar behind some of the across-the-board buying interest. Soybeans up 1 to 3 cents, the January contract up 3 at $8.61 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean sales at 1.8 million tons topped trade estimates and contributed to the early strength. Soy oil and soy meal sales were also solid. However, a lack of any fresh bullish production news out of South America did limit the advances, with the large supply potential from the continent overhanging the market. Corn is up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up 2 at $3.63 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales at about 780,000 tons were also strong, topping market expectations, and that was contributing to today's strength. However, a slowdown in U.S. ethanol production did temper the gains for corn, as demand from the renewable fuel sector is showing signs of softening. Wheat, it's up 5 to 7 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 7 at $4.91 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at over 700,000 tons, that far surpassed trade estimates and the previous week's disappointing level. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago market for Thursday morning, November 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Warkentin.